said, Grandma, I beg if you go with me. He said, well, if you will be here inside, just be hot. What?
And she picked her big little hood in the middle. Did you get in the road when you coming on? Didn't come right. And he tell it too when he got that high.
Yeah.
And his coat was long and feeble. Yeah, about testing the ground. He had to be stopping all along. So he said, I get tired of stopping down the road. See, they all out there getting cattails and things. Out that old pond over there. Uh-huh. Sometimes they come in, the foot come through, but the foot right red. Out there mess with them old cattails. Uh-huh. You know how to grow in the pond.
And that was my child, that was Jasper's child, my child, and Lester's child, that was David's whole brother.
That's right.
But there was her grandchildren, she treated them just like she did her own young child. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know the difference. It was Grandma Becky, the child. And my mama was Grandma Frances. Mm-hmm. And his mama, Grandma Becky, that's the only one to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was something pretty. And my daughter said yesterday, the one who was here, he said, Grandma Becky was great. Said she was sweet. Said, I think about it since I've been grown.
Say she do what?
Said she thought about Grandma Becky since she been grown. Said she was just as sweet to me. I didn't know no different. I thought that was my
full-blooded.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You couldn't tell it? No. She didn't treat one no worse than she did the other. She get bad, she get bad.
Yes, she was.
With all of them. Not one, all of them. She put a switch on.
Yeah, that's
sad.
That's sad. Find many people to be like
that. That's right.
Now, what about the children when they were in school? What would you call a child that was supposed to be in school but was out running around causing trouble or something?
Yeah, what would we call them?
Huh?
Call them dropouts now. What would call the children what didn't go to school?
Who?
Children what didn't drop out of school back in them old days.
Way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, or didn't drop out, but just stayed out for the day, you know,
yeah,
or something.
Well, he just get behind there with the, what you call, he just sitting back. Yeah, in, you know, in his books and things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Call him skipping school or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You said you came to school when you moved here?
Mm-hmm. Went to go to school here. I was going to school with Mayo with Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up here with school right up here. Just three rooms teaching. And they taught in the hall. One had one teacher, first grade teacher in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tell you, I cried day and I cried night. I wanted to go back down to Mayo where my school classmates was at.
Do they have men and women for teachers?
Yeah, men and women for teachers. Our principal down there was a preacher, Reverend Howard. I wrote him a long letter and told him about how the school was. He wrote my mother letter and my father letter. Asked him to let me come back and finish high school there. And he would put me, because he had a share in Benedict College in Columbia, South Carolina. And he would send me to college. And then I could pay him when I got out of college. And then one day a girl that's supposed to leave home, a girl gonna leave home? He wouldn't let me go.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't let me go. So I went on to school here. And I finished high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I got married.